This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is a little bit nicer than I think most of us. Not everybody, but most of us. He is the first person to very politely get in front of a microphone and say, Terry needs to be in practice. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 on a Friday. Got Max in the house, got Brian in the house. No Terry in the house, at least not on the practice field. He is there in Ashburn, but he is not practicing. And look, it's been a month at this point of this back and forth with Terry this and Terry that and Adam Peters this and Adam Peters that. But what we had not had in any of that was somebody saying anything even remotely not positive. I'm not going to say negative because I don't view these comments by Cliff Kingsbury that you'll hear in a second as negative. But they're also not like uberly positive. And up until this point, every single comment that had been made in regards to Terry, either from Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury before this, players when asked, everything had been positive about, you know what, business is business. We just, we'll be ready for him when he's here. Or something along those lines. Paraphrasing, people talk differently, but it's been something along those lines. Until today. When Cliff Kingsbury decided he wanted to put a little bit of pressure, just a tiny, tiny bit of pressure on Terry to get himself to practice. Because now we are halfway through August. This is not early August. This is not midway through. We are halfway through the month of August. And you're getting to the point where in the blink of an eye, you'll be able to count the days to week one on your two hands. Without repeating fingers. And if Terry still isn't there by that point, then there's going to need to be a serious conversation about will he actually play week one? How much will he play week one? And so on and so forth. So before I get too much deeper into this, I want you to hear these comments from Cliff. There's four of them that we're going to play, and then we will discuss these a little bit further. We will take your calls on this topic as well at 301-230-0980. So we'll just kind of go in order here, Max. Cliff spoke earlier today. They were scheduled initially at the beginning of the week to have a Thursday or Friday practice at 1 p.m. due to heat weather. just liking to practice early in the morning. Whatever the reason is, they moved practice from 1 to, I believe it started either 8 or 9, but that meant that Cliff and Joe Witt spoke before practice. So Cliff Kingsbury was up and at him today talking about Terry McLaurin and the offense as a whole. Here's what Cliff said about Terry and the time on task, or lack thereof.
And then with Terry, what kind of things can you do now even to help make sure that when he gets back out on the field, that there's not this long transition period to get that rhythm and connection back with Jaden?
Yeah, with him or just kind of overall?
With Terry in particular.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a ton of contact with him. You know, he's been here, but he's been working with the trainers. So until he gets back on the grass, that's when we'll start building that back up.
At that point, what can you do at that point to make sure it doesn't take a long time?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one of those deals. It's just time on task. And luckily, they had last year to build a lot of rapport and chemistry. And Terry understands our system going into a year or two. So that should expedite the process. But to me, it's time on task together on the grass is really the only way that you can continue to build.
All right. So there are some flags in here that we need to address in those specific comments first. I think an orange flag, Max, is that Cliff was kind of nudging and saying he needs to get on the practice field. He needs to get on the grass. We're going to label that as an orange flag. It's not a reason for alarm, but it's also not a green flag. You see orange and you're like, all right, there's something going on here that isn't absolutely spectacular. We are labeling as a red flag the fact that Cliff Kingsbury just said there has not been a lot of contact between himself and Terry. Because through this entire process, I was under the impression, and likely you were under the impression, that while Terry wasn't practicing, he was still participating in every other way, shape, or form. Attending meetings, talking to people, hanging out with teammates, so on and so forth. Anything that you could consider participating inside the building, I was under the impression that he was doing all of that. Just when it came time to practice, he would work with the trainers, handle whatever the day had in regards to the training. That could be running, stretching, mobility, whatever their plan was. And then eventually he would come out to practice, sign some autographs, go back in, do the meetings, do the film, all of those things. What Cliff Kingsbury just said is there has not been a lot of that. So that is the first red flag that we are going to hold up on the comments that Cliff Kingsbury made today about Terry McLaurin. He went further. So this is what Cliff said about the classroom work with Terry to this point in the offseason.
Hey, Cliff, going back to Terry real quick, you talk about, you know, gelling with the offense on the grass. How much work are you getting with him in the classroom? And kind of at this point of the season, how high value is that? Is the meeting work?
Yeah, I think, you know, not as much as we would if he was full go. There's no doubt. But I think, like I said, I'm huge on walkthroughs, on practice, things like that, because until you get on the grass and actually do it and feel the timing, feel the depths of routes and things of that nature, I don't know exactly how much you can get out of that. So I think we're kind of at that point to where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there and gelling and seeing what we are as an offense.
So these are two red flags here. It doubles down what Cliff just said, doubles down on what I took away from the first comment. Is that Terry is not as active as I was under the impression he was when it comes to classroom work, meetings, working with the offense, being in communication with at least Cliff. Maybe he's talking to wide receiver coaches. Maybe he's talking to other guys on the staff. But from what Cliff just said there, there has not been a ton of communication in terms of the classroom work. Now, I am not an expert by any stretch of the imagination on how to run a football team. But I would think that if you cannot get out there on the grass, you would maybe go extra hard on the non-grass-related things in the classroom, in meetings, in film. I would think there would be an emphasis on doing all of those things, maybe to a greater degree, to make sure that when you eventually and inevitably do make your way back to the grass, you hit the ground running, pun fully intended there. From what Cliff said in the beginning portion of that statement, that is not happening the way that I was under the belief that it was happening. And then red flag number two, that's three for anyone that is counting on just two clips. Red flag number three is that he is urging Terry to get back out there. And again, this is the first time that anybody has had any real sense of urgency when it comes to speaking about Terry publicly. Behind closed doors, I'm sure this has been said for days, weeks, potentially months. But for the first time publicly, someone is saying we would really like it if he gets to practice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is out there so he can gel with this unit. If he is out there so me as a coach, I understand what I am working with, and you know what Terry is like, so there is a little bit of benefit of this is not a new offense, this is not a whole lot of new faces on the coaching staff, so you understand what Terry represents as a player from a skill set position. But I'm also not expecting, and you should not be expecting, the offense in 2025 to be exactly the same as the offense in 2024. There are going to be adjustments, especially with the addition of a guy like Adebo Samuel, who you can now move around in a bunch of different ways, especially with the addition of a guy like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt and how that impacts the rotation with the running backs and the addition of Laremy Tunsil. And there's so many different new pieces on this offense that there was bound to be some sort of adjustment and just natural evolution from year to year. You can't go from year to year having the exact same thing. Eventually, defenses are going to catch on and eventually they'll find ways to stop it. So it's fair to think that they're going to be making some changes. And now, because we are halfway through the month of August, Terry has not been out on the field practicing any of those changes, any of those evolutions in the offense. And from what Cliff has just said in those last two sound bites, he's not getting as much classroom work as I think Cliff certainly wants him to have been having. I mean, he's not saying this if he's thrilled with what's going on right now. This is a little bit of an opening into what is going on behind closed doors. He continued here. Here's what he said about the offense continuing to gel throughout training camp.
Hi, Coach. Looking at this offense overall, have you seen them come together, starting to mash and gel?
Yeah, I think that's a work in progress. There's no doubt. I don't think until we get some of these other pieces back, we're going to know exactly what we are. We've had some good opportunities to see other guys get work in these positions, but when you don't have your kind of projected top two outside receivers, you know, one of your projected or both of your projected inside pieces at guard, it's not going to really give you the chance to gel or really build that relationship until you get everybody else on the grass. So that's something we have to get to over the next 3 weeks.
There is a little bit of frustration here, Max, that I don't know we have heard a ton from Cliff Kingsbury in the first year and change of him being here in DC.
And there's one little moment in it that I feel like you hear the frustration. It's where he like pauses when you don't have your, and then he thinks for a second. He's like, "Oh, I got to throw Noah Brown's name in here too." So
like, I got to add more than just Terry here. I can't keep taking shots at the number one wide receiver, because don't make any mistake about it. Terry is listening. Like, he is listening. His agent is listening to these comments. We are at the point where this is really like crunch time to get a deal done. There is a different sense of urgency, I feel like, to get a deal done, because again, it's August 15th. You play a real legitimate football game in less than a month. None of this preseason nonsense against Cincinnati and a bad defense, against a joint practice that is no longer, against the Baltimore Ravens. You play a real legitimate game against a real divisional opponent who, by the way, happens to have a really good defense, or at least is projected to have a really good defense. I don't know that that offense is going to be spectacular, but I have no issue being honest and saying that defensive line for New York is frightening. They got a bunch of dudes out there. So I do like that he did include, we'll give Cliff a green flag for this. I do like that he also included the guards, with Brandy Coleman obviously being the big one there. Now that's a red flag in itself, because Coleman now has missed a significant chunk of time as well with his own injury. So it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but how much are you really going to get better on offense in training camp if you do not have your full slate of offensive weapons that are out there on the field? And this is the time where you are supposed to be getting better. I have never been one, and I don't think I ever will be one, to freak out over a bad preseason highlight. I've been on the other side where I've had some positive freakouts. We all remember the summer of Doxson and Pryor. We all were there. We freaked out together. We're like, oh my God, look at this one-handed grab. Oh my God, he's mossing defenders. Like, we all were there. We've had some positive freakouts. I've never been one to have a negative freakout about something going on in training camp, because I understand this is when you are supposed to be getting all of the issues out of your system. You're kind of supposed to be bad in training camp so you can be good by the start of the regular season, to get everybody on the same page and to really hit the ground running in the regular season. If Terry is not out there, if Noah is not out there, if Brandon Coleman is not out there, what are your realistic expectations going to be? Because the unfortunate reality for how Washington and their schedule line up in 2025, it's a lot more difficult than 2024. There aren't a lot of rest periods that you could point to and say, well, at least you have two or three games that should be comfortable. There were a bunch of those last year. Not the case this year. So having your guys miss significant chunks of time, now having your offensive coordinator speak in a way that is not your super pro pom-pom cheerleader, get Terry out here, we're so excited for him when he's here. This is the first time where anyone's been like, we need to get all of our guys out here or our expectations are going to be shifted. One final thing from Cliff here again. This is all from this morning. This was about like 8:30 a.m., 8 a.m., whenever Cliff got to the microphone. So this is all from this morning. Here's what Cliff said about the wide receiver group as a whole so far throughout training camp.
And have you been able to see from the wide receiver room what you need to see from that group and how are they shaping up together?
Yeah, still a work in progress. Some guys are taking advantage of the opportunities and some have not. And that's what we wanted to see. Without, you know, Terry and Noah getting much, we know what Debo is. And then there's a lot of guys that are trying to earn a roster spot. And so that competition has been good, but I think there's still a lot to show over the next 3 weeks.
This is not maybe great for the Ja'Cory Brooks hive, the Jalen Lane hive. We probably need better nicknames. You know, the hive was great with Heinicke and Howe because there was alliteration.
Exactly.
So I might need a little bit more time to think of what we call those fan bases who have been very, very loud. And to their credit, I'm excited about Jalen Lane. I'm very optimistic about Ja'Cory Brooks making the roster, but I have not stooped down to the level where I think Ja'Cory Brooks is going to replace the production that Terry has had by any stretch of the imagination.
Hey, man, I've heard reports out of training camp this morning that he's been making some great plays.
He made a tough catch today. Sick. I'm not of the belief that he is going to replace Terry. So those guys have had good summers, certainly. You think they're going to make the roster? Certainly. But they need Terry, they need Noah Brown out there. So just in four comments there, we had what we will call definitively three red flags from Cliff, and he was the first person to nudge Terry McLaurin to say, hey, buddy, we would like you at practice. We need you at practice. If we want to achieve the goals that we have set for ourselves and that are being set by the outside world, myself, those of us on this station, those of us across the hall, the national media, everybody considering Washington a legitimate contender for a Super Bowl for the first time in well over a decade, Vegas in there as well, they think very, very highly of Washington in the NFC. If we're going to achieve all of these things, we need Terry McLaurin, and we need Terry McLaurin to practice. Your thoughts, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What do you make of the comments that Cliff Kingsbury just made about Terry McLaurin and how that impacts your expectations for the season? We will take some of your phone calls. You can tweet me as well, at The Denton Day. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.